If you like, you can turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. We've got about four or so Sunday night lessons. We'll skip one next week, but we'll come back the week after that. On some of the Proverbs, I mentioned last Sunday night that you could probably just totally exhaust yourself with all the Proverbs, all the different things that the great lessons that we learn from the Proverbs. Tonight we want to focus on keeping God's commandments. In Proverbs chapter 6, beginning verse 20 and reading through verse 23, we pick up where even last week we talked about this from a little bit different angle. But Solomon writes here, "My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart, tie them around your neck. And when you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and law is light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life." In our text here, Solomon uses the commandments of the father, the law of the mother, as a parallel, if you will, for God's laws. Helps us to understand some of the basic fundamentals of God's law. And there are really three points from the text that we want to kind of emphasize in this lesson. First of all, there is the commandment to keep the Word of God. Sometimes, unfortunately, you look around the world, and I'm afraid that people do sometimes look at it as a list of those things you might want to do. Your choice, a pick and choose from what God has said. But the truth of the matter is, there is a firm commandment that we keep God's Word. Then number two, there is instruction on how to keep God's law, how to keep His Word, how to keep His commandments. And then finally, what we'll look at is there's an explanation to the question of why should we keep God's laws? Why do we keep His Word? As God's people, we need to possess the mindset of loving God's laws. We need to possess the heart and the mindset that says we love God's laws, we love His statutes, we love His judgments. And as a result of that, we want to be a people who keep God's laws. We understand the value in it. In fact, if you would, turn over the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, and we'll pick up in verse 97 and read through 104. Psalm 119, 97 through 104. Listen now to the psalmist. "Oh, how I love your law." You know, if you stopped right there, we probably wouldn't have to go any further. Because when you look at that, we understand that there's a mindset that says, I love God's law. I want to keep God's law. You don't love something and not want to adhere to it. Listen to how he goes on. "It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." What are ever with him? The laws of God, the commandments of God. He puts it like this. "It is something that I contemplate, I meditate, I think on all day long. Through your commandments, I become wiser than my enemies." Why? Because he just said, he had thought about them all the time. They were his meditation day and night. Then notice verse 99. "I have more understanding than my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts." There's value in keeping God's Word. By keeping God's Word, he says, "I have more understanding than my teachers who teach me. I have more understanding than the aged." Why? Because I keep your precepts. Verse 101, "I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way." Every time he uses expressions like judgments, precepts, law, he's always talking about God's commandments for us. And notice at the very end, through your precepts, I get understanding. We get understanding because God has given it to us through His Word. And He says, because of that, I can hate every false way. What a great picture that is. First of all, let's talk about keeping God's commandments. We're actually commanded to do that. When you look at the Bible, you realize that there are passages all over, from Old Testament to New Testament, throughout the Word of God, about being obedient to God's Word. Go back to Old Testament times, all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 26, 16. Moses wrote this, "This day the Lord your God has, listen, commanded you to do these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul." In Deuteronomy 26, verse 16, Moses is telling the people, this day the Lord your God has commanded you to keep the statutes and judgments that have been laid out for you. Even in that day, commandments were designed to direct the people in the right way. And he says, because of that, we need to keep them with all of our heart and with all of our soul. Go a little bit farther into the Old Testament, to Jeremiah's day. Great prophet of God. Through Jeremiah, God would say it like this, "But this day I commanded them, saying, listen, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you." He uses two expressions here, and actually three expressions here that I'll look at a little bit closer, of the idea of keeping God's commandments. First of all, Jeremiah says, this thing I commanded them. What? God said, obey my voice. That is a commandment. Walk in the ways that I have commanded you, and it will be with you, well with you. Jesus himself taught of the need to keep the commandments that God has given us. Remember Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, where Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." What is he saying? He's saying there that it is well with God when we keep his commandments, when we do the things that God has instructed us to do. John chapter 14, verses 15 and then 15 and verse 14. Just always remember to flip-flop those. And both verses show that genuine love, genuine friendship for the Lord is predicated upon one thing. That is obedience to His commandments. John 14, 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." He doesn't say, if you love me, you can choose to do it. If you like to do it, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you really love the Lord? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Do I really love God? And if I do, I'm going to keep his commandments. Then notice what else he said in John 15, 14. "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Then, of course, Acts chapter 5, verse 29 is all one of the great places where the apostles had been charged to no longer preach and teach the name of Christ. And they boldly proclaim, we ought to obey God rather than men. Simply put, we have a commandment from God to preach and teach the gospel, and we're going to do that. That commandment came, as we often recognize, as the Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Now, having said that, Solomon also tells us how to keep God's laws. And you know, it might be simple. If you stop and think about it, somebody might think, well, that's just a simple thing. You can go there and that's what you do. He says to do it that way. But listen, Solomon goes a little bit more involved in that. He says, bind them continually upon your heart and tie them around your neck. He's talking about the commandments of God. He's talking about the precepts, the statutes, and the laws of God.
What's he doing? Does he say literally take something and tie it around your neck, bind them upon your heart? No, he's not saying literally to do that, but to have them close in. We need to look at God's laws and make them part of our heart, our spiritual heart. We need to tie them about our spiritual neck, so to speak, so that they're always with us. I think, really, when you stop to think about it, Solomon's point is really very simple. We need to continually keep God's law in our mind. We must continually study God's law and keep them in plain view of us, in our eyes, so to speak. God's laws need to be an adornment that is always with us. God's laws, God's statutes, His judgments, His precepts, all of these different ways to say this, will always be a source of strength to the faithful child of God. Bind them continually upon our heart. Tie them about our neck. Have them out there all the time. Don't put them in our back pocket, so to speak. Don't hide them. Don't put them in a desk and close the drawer. Solomon says, keep them in our mind all the time. And for this reason, God's Word must always be the center and the focal point of our lives. Go back to the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 6. In Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 8, Moses would pen these words. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hands, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Now, once again, here's a passage. If you really wanted to really dig down and do an exhaustive study, we could spend a lot of time, but let's break it down and do it relatively quickly. Notice he says, the words which I command you today, what about them? They shall be in your heart. And again, once again, what's he saying here? We must have them continually upon our mind. God's Word always needs to be on our mind or not far from it. But I want you to notice what he then does. You shall teach them diligently to your children. Why? Because it sets that foundation for the children. Number two, it keeps them fresh on our minds. Now listen, he now goes into every facet of life. And you shall talk of them, number one, when you sit in your house. Number two, when you walk by the way. Number three, when you lie down and when you rise up. This takes in every physical attribute, if you will, every position that you can think about. When you're sitting, when you're walking, when you're standing, when you're lying down, and when you rise up. He says, teach your children, you shall talk of them at all times. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. In other words, they're always there. Frontless between your eyes. Folks, God's commandment must always be in front of us. It must always be before us. That's how we keep God's commandments. That's what Solomon is talking about when he says, bind them continually upon your heart and tie them around your neck. They need to be before us at all times. God's Word is that precious, that important. Number three, God's commandments provide direction, protection, and instruction. Direction, protection, and instruction. Let's look at it. Solomon says that when we travel life's road, God's Word will lead us. That's number one. How will it lead us? It will lead us as a commandment that is a lamp and as a law that is light. Reminds you of Psalm 109, verse 119, verse 105, doesn't it? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's how Solomon speaks of it here in Proverbs chapter 6. It's a commandment that is represented by a lamp. It is law that is represented by light. And of course, we know Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. In other words, it requires God's help. God's laws, His precepts, His judgments, His commandments are the things that will direct us. It's not within my ability. I don't have the ability to direct myself in and of myself, by myself, and get to heaven. I can't do it by myself. We are blessed that we have the law given to us. We are blessed that God has given us what we need. What we need to do is make sure that we allow it to direct our steps. We need to make sure that we allow it to, quote, lead us, as Solomon puts it in Proverbs chapter 6. It needs to lead us. It needs to be that lamp. It needs to be that light. As the psalmist would put it also in Psalm 119, 105. Folks, the faithful child of God will not go where God's word does not lead. Oh, it doesn't mean that occasionally we can't veer off, because sometimes we do. But the truth of the matter is, we'll always have that lamp, we'll always have that light to get us back on path. Solomon tells us that God's word will keep us. It will keep you. And this connotes the idea of the protection that we talked about. It gives us that direction. It gives us protection. In the Hebrew, this concept of will keep you carries the idea of being hedged about by thorns so as to protect us from our adversary. It'll keep you. It's like a wall, if you will, of thorny bushes. That when your attacker comes from the outside, he hits the thorny bushes, and he can't go any farther. God's word, when we apply it properly, guards us from sin that would destroy us, destroy the soul. What a comfort and peace, knowing that God's protection is as close as His word. Think about this book that we have here and God's laws and His precepts and His statutes and all of that as that hedge around about us, that when we live in context of, when we live within the parameters that God has given us, we have that wall around us. Solomon says that God's word speaks or talks to the true listener. God is not going to speak to us any other way. God speaks to man no other way but His Word. We learn everything we need to know about the commandments of God in His Word. Folks, those who keep God's commandments are much more than just, as some people refer to you sometimes, as commandment keepers. They are people who love God and want to worship and serve Him as He instructs, not the way they want to worship. If there's anyone here who's never been obedient to the gospel call, never put your Lord and Savior on in baptism, we ask the simple question, why not tonight? Why not become a Christian? And then begin that life where you allow God's word to direct everything that you do. Let God's word direct your life. If you've never been obedient to the gospel call, we ask the simple question, why not? If you are a child of God and you strayed away, you need to come back to God. And you know you need help, and you need the strength that brothers and sisters in Christ can give. We stand ready to assist you in any way that we can. But whatever your need may be, if we can help, won't you come as we stand and sing this song?